Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You did not win the Powerball jackpot. You did not win the Mega Millions jackpot.
Good thing, because I didn't play it either.
Yeah.
Did somebody? No.
Oh.
Richard Reese in the house.
So now the Powerball jackpot.
Obviously, Richard Reese did not win it either.
No.
he showed up to pimp a gig.
Yeah, he would not be here.
He would not be here if he won the lottery.
No. So now the Powerball is sitting up at $356 million.
Man.
That's Saturday. Mega Millions is at $382 million. That one's Friday.
I'll have to buy a ticket. Or forget.
In order to win.
You have to buy one to win?
You have to buy a ticket.
You got to play to win? They tell you that.
That's what they tell
I don't
you.
Believe it, though.
Every time.
Yeah, you got to play to win.
I don't believe it. I think they're just going to show up.
Well, you've never known anyone that's ever won by buying a ticket, do you?
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah, that couple we met.
Oh, that's right. We do.
That's right. Yeah.
We met it. Now, by the way, we didn't know them ahead of time, though.
You're right.
That's right. A good point. Have I known anybody that's won?
Did you know them before they won?
Nope. Mm.
Yeah.
No.
So prove it happens.
Right. Prove it.
My uncle was
I don't believe it.
He's bragging about how you get two numbers out of the whatever.
Yeah. Bragging.
I know people like that. Yes. But that's not easy.
No, it's not.
Right. I got my $2 back. Yeah. I know people like that.
Yeah. Broke even on a $40 million.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the prize is $400 million, but I got two.
There would be some, everybody's got a little jealousy in their lives, or empathy, envy, because you would have that a little bit. You can say you'd be happy for somebody, but if your best friend who was just struggling along like you are in life, getting up every day, busting their ass, hit a lot, and then they're just partying and living in a mansion. Now, granted, you are probably getting some free booze off him, but you're still working because you're not paying for your ass.
Oh, no. But what if he was the guy that was slacking at work?
Oh, that would suck worse.
He's the guy that everybody else is carrying that you'd go, come on, man. Quit sleeping in the closet. Let's get something done, Tyler.
And then he won a bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Then he would go out and start hanging with an entirely different set of friends.
Right.
He's out of your circle then.
Still, though, I'm just saying there'd be a little envy and a little bit of jealousy that you didn't win. That's human nature.
That's when you ask to be the house gardener or something.
Yeah, because
you know
right.
He's not going to expect much.
No, you're
and,
right.
You can just
high
go
with
out
them,
and
right.
Pull some weeds and smoke them. And...
Can I just live in a basement?
Hey, man.
And I'll just do the lawn for you once a week, but you pay for me to live
maybe
down here.
Maybe not once a week. Not quite.
Not quite once a week.
I will hire people to take care of your lawn if you hire me, bro.
Yeah. I'll be in charge of keeping care of your lawn.
I'll be your
lawn.
That's
how much it's going to cost you.
I'll be the agent for your lawn, like a lawn broker.
Right.
I'll negotiate your landscaping and mowing deals.
Yeah. You beat them up late at night, then offer your bodyguard service.
Oh, dude, you're going to need a bodyguard.
Yeah, I'd hire Richard just to do a set for me every couple nights.
Yeah.
He would do that.
I got a house comedian that lives here.
After supper.
Let's go in the comedy room.
Yeah, you have the comedy room. Have him and now give Nick a few bucks. They could just hang out.
Yeah, that'd
Chuckle
be a brick
boy.
Wall.
Come,
show. Come up with some new stuff, man. I ain't showing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, we'd bring in a headliner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cold.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
It would be nice to have a court jester, wouldn't it?
It would be. It'd be Nick.
I've been working the mansion circuit, you know.
If you had that kind of money, you could have both of them.
We're not,
you could
yeah,
afford
yeah.
Nick
easily,
and Richard.
Easily.
Oprah Winfrey is partnering with Kraft Heinz to launch her own brand of healthy comfort food.
See, that's an oxymoron.
It sounds oxymoronic,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, because if it's comfort, it's not good for you.
And Oprah. Oh, that's good is the brand.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Oh, that's
like
good.
An SNL
it's
sketch.
Not supposed to be good. That's why it's comfort food, because you're getting out of your, if you're being healthy, your comfort zone for
a
second.
Yeah, a lot of salt, a lot of sweet, whatever it is.
Sure, and go into something that you know is a little self-indulgent.
No, no, this is a healthy take on comfort food.
No.
And you'd be a fool to think
otherwise.
What's it called? Oh, that's good.
they almost went with this.
Lay off me, I'm starving. Some of the recipes that Oprah helped develop.
Straight ketchup.
Mashed potatoes with cauliflower.
You never know the difference.
See?
It is excellent.
It's just the same.
But no, it's not.
No, well, you're right, Craig. It's different. In the fact that if it's going to be comfort food, it's going to be mashed potatoes.
Thank you.
Comfort but if it's going to be good for you, it's going to be mashed cauliflower.
Right. I remember.
So I'll give you credit with that, Craig.
Mom used to make us mashed potatoes and sneak in a little cauliflower. No.
No, you don't.
No, I remember Kentucky Fried Chicken's mashed potato with cauliflower.
Still,
no.
No, it's just yet.
They never made that.
What else you make?
Now, maybe the broccoli cheddar soup with butternut squash.
But still, it's going to be the less...
Right.
Salty, less fatty stuff. So.
And cheddar, you know, that you can do without your cheese, I imagine.
Are these like frozen dinners? Or
I have no idea.
Yeah, is she just sitting
if
there eating
them? If only I cared.
Is she testing them?
Oprah made this.
She helped develop some of the recipes for sure.
Yeah, you make it, I'll come in and try it. Come on. That was her lawn boy doing that.
Exactly.
She's not doing it.
She helped develop it.
She's over.
No, that's not comforting enough.
No.
Nope, not comforting enough. Lay off me, I'm starving.
That's our brand. Can she make me a huge Italian hoagie?
She's got enough money
to. That's good for you. No, she can't. So
our brand is, no, we didn't put lettuce on that.
I can't believe it's all butter.
Oh, they're having a butter shortage in Europe.
Why, because of milk or dairy or what?
Yeah.
Part of it is because of the changing scientific attitudes on butter. In that we were told for a while that butter's not good for you. So they went, they went to the margarine and whatnot. Now they're coming back. We're all coming back around saying, well, I guess butter's not all bad for you. It's, certainly better for you than some of the margarine that's out there.
So they've taken down the production of butter because demand has been down.
So
and now
since demand was down, a lot of people got out of the butter making business.
Yeah.
And demand is back up now, and there's a butter shortage.
Well, I was just in Wisconsin.
There's not a butter shortage there.
You saw some butter face, right?
No butter. There's no butter shortage there.
No,
that's
there's
good.
Not.
Yeah.
There's not. No.
They were making hats out of it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Butter wrapped in green jerseys, right, basically?
Oh, yeah.
It's better to make a hat out of cheese.
I saw a couple of guys who... And they haven't missed butter in a few days.
Go Pack Go.
Right.
You know that's right.
They haven't gone a day without butter for a while.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.